Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Come on, how great was that commercial with the great ones? Run, 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 run. Well, 11 minutes after 7 with John Landecker, there's going to be some great ones running real soon, and we're going to find out about it right now. It's the NHRA Drag Racing Series coming to town, and to tell us all about it is a very familiar voice here at WGN. That'd be Dane Neal. Hey, Dane, how are you?
I am good. I loved hearing the commercials. Oh, fire, fire, fire.
Oh, man. Yeah, I was going... Garlits. Yeah, a Big Daddy Don Garlits, Chow Chow Maldani, they got them all in there. So what's happening? We got the NHRA National coming up at Joliet Speedway. We got a driver. Pardon me?
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, so Sunday was the commercial, but it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so there's stuff that to do all weekend, and they have jam-packed, not only the stands, you know, it was, after the pandemic, they had brought, they weren't back at Route 66 for a number of years, even after came back, and even leading up to that, you know, the attendance just wasn't really what they had hoped for. But time away and, you know, all those fans excited. It is one of the best facilities in all of motorsports. The Coliseum of Speed sold out last year. It's going to be a big crowd this year, too.
So what are the times and how do we get tickets and all that kind of stuff?
Well, we've got Flying Ryan Ayler, who's
hey,
on
Flying
the line
Ryan. Hey, Flying Ryan. How are you?
Am I live? Am I been live this whole time?
You're grounded, but you're flying. Yeah.
Man, because I could have helped with that intro there, because the way it used to go is, Sunday, 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 some will go and some will blow. I had to throw that in there. That was legendary radio ads for drag racing right there.
Oh, man, it sure was.
And Ryan is just so he's a two-time Nationals winner. He is the driver of the El Bandito Yankee Pro Stock motorcycle in the NHRA. He goes about 200 miles an hour from start to finish, no seatbelts. He'll be a big part of all that action all weekend. So, Ryan, when do you get there? When are you guys kind of setting up and getting ready for all the action?
We start off with a pregame. You know, I like to say you got to have a party with the drag race. So El Bandito definitely brings the party. So we're having a pre-party at Anthony's Restaurant and Pub, which is in Joliet. It's in the old shopping plaza there in Joliet. We've got Benny's liquor store right behind there. So we've got a real good thing going. We were at Benny's just last Friday, had a big tasting event, and then, you know, led up to advertising our Fan Fest party. We got 20-plus of the NHRA drivers joining us for this Anejo launch party and NHRA Fan Fest. So we're going to have one heck of a kickoff to the race weekend. And then we have Friday, Saturday, Sunday for the big event. And then, of course, the party doesn't just start. It goes all the way through. So we're having a big hospitality event where anyone can get onto our social media platforms, our Facebook, our Instagrams, and go to El Bandito Yankee or El Bandito Yankee Racing, and we have this link right there on the front of the page to go to our Fan Fest event. So we're selling the tickets to the race as well as our hospitality. It's all you can eat, drink, t-shirt, swag bag, get to be in our pit, hang out with us all weekend. So that's out there for all the fans that would like to have a little bit more of an elevated experience.
Sounds great. By the way, I've got another commercial standing by. We have to take the commercial. We have to take a break. But where do you hear the next drag strip commercial, which was even wilder than the one you just did here at 720 WGN? We'll sell you a ticket, but you'll only need the edge. 720 WGN, John Landecker, 719, and we're talking NHRA Nationals coming to town with Dave Neal and also Flying Ryan. Dave, what is it about the NHRA that's, Dane, I'm sorry, that puts it a head and shoulders above the others?
Well, as you heard from the commercial, John, it's the only sport where you can shake hands with the devil.
So yes, right.
That's one of the options. Well, so here's the thing, and Ryan can chime in on this. You know, I've covered, everything the Daytona 500, the Indy 500, you know, dirt track racing, every bit of it. You know, and I always contend that as great a job as TV does, there's no substitute for being there. The NHRA is an entirely different animal. I mean, every ticket is a pit pass, so you have that. But to be close, up close and personal, those cars, you know, 11,000 horsepower, they're going 300 miles an hour in 3 seconds. There is a physical reaction, you know, the sights, the sounds, the smells, the vibrations. It's something different. Ryan, you know, your thoughts as a guy who lives it, does it, in and around it all the time, for fans who are hearing this that, you know, are excited about or remember the nostalgia of the commercials going there, what is the thing that makes it different and better than maybe anything else?
Well, it's really the fact that you get to be part of the whole experience. You know, you're not restricted on where you can really go. I mean, of course, we all got, partitions that really don't want you coming in while we're changing valve springs on the motor or doing a swap and be, you know, handing me a wrench. But, you know, you can get really that close. And really, we're all very, very fan-oriented, and we really want everyone to have a good time. You know, so it's rare to run into a driver that's going to, you know, put you out and not try to make your experience even more enjoyable. So we really, really pride ourselves on the atmosphere. And of course, how do you beat the world's fastest accelerated sport? There's nothing quicker in the world than an NHRA Top Fuel dragster, you know, and, you know, we happen to be very, very privileged to be part of the opening act, if you will, you know, that we're the opening band to start off the pro events, the pro stock motorcycle class is very unique in the sense that it's the only motorcycle class represented, in the category. This weekend, however, you do have the Top Fuel motorcycle class that is more of an exhibition-based class that is truly, that is our fastest motorcycles in the world. So, you know, pro stock bikes are very calculated. They're very, very specific and scientific. We go 0 to 200 in 6.5 seconds. We shift 6 times in 4 seconds, and by that time you're doing 160 mile an hour. And you know, we make a lot of little movements, and everything affects the bike. Now, Top Fuel motorcycles, they're the shake the hand with the devil class, if you will. You know, they are. You know, Larry the Spider-Man McBride will be there. Good close friend of mine. 260. Miles an hour in the quarter on basically one wheel.
Wow.
So they're about a 2,000 horsepower motorcycle, and they're extremely impressive. And the reason it's exhibition and that they don't have a full field of them is that there's just not a whole lot of people lining up to with their hand up.
Yeah, ready to do it. Hey, I'll do that, sure.
And Ryan, would you say, like, what would you say for the listeners, like, that they should bring? I mean, earplugs for sure are necessary. John, you'll appreciate this. You know, Big Daddy Don Garlis, I've interviewed him a few times.
Right.
And he never, in any interview I've ever done, he never answered the question I asked him. I'm convinced he couldn't hear me. So he would just answer anything else. It would be a great answer. It just wasn't what I asked. So ear protected.
Yeah, that happened to me. I was up on stage with Alan Reinhart, and I've got one of the problems where I can't, if there's an echo, like, hello, you, it just scrambles my brain. So Reinhart, everything he's saying to me in person is being echoed by the PA system at the track. And he asked something specific to, you know, what the fans can experience here. And I said, oh, yeah, our clutch tune-up's real good, and we got a real good plan with tuning in the power to this weekend. And he just looked at me like, that's not even close to what I asked. So, but yeah, the guy we met this weekend who's a giant NHRA fan from Braidwood, Illinois, he's a fuel saloon, so it's only about 10 minutes from the track. He cannot hear at all. Like, he's been involved in drag racing forever, and he goes by the name Freak, and he is almost impossible to communicate with. So, you know, if you're around this stuff long enough, you don't take care of your...
I hope we didn't lose him.
Am I still...
There he is. He must be going down the...
for a minute?
He must be going down the track while you're talking, because, you dropped out of there a little bit. But you're back.
Well, I apologize for that.
No,
I apologize.
No problem.
Yeah, I'm multitasking. I'm commuting home here for a quick moment to pack my bags to leave. So we're headed to Indy to go testing tomorrow.
say, well, a good question, I think, anyway. You know, you just talked about the various shake hands with the devil going, you know, unbelievably fast in such a short period of time, that one guy doing the entire quarter mile on one wheel. What got you into this? What is the motivation that would bring you to this sport?
I was born into this, born into a family where this was our primary business. This is what we did to pay bills. My dad has been involved in professional racing as an engine builder, as well as a racer, in the 70s and 80s. But primarily, it was all about promoting our businesses, why he was involved, to show everybody, how successful we were and to help sell products, And we, at one point in the 80s, we had a record in every gas class as well as Top Fuel Harley. So we were really dominant in that time period. And so I grew up watching it and being a part of it. And so as I grew up, and my dad really wouldn't put me, you would think, oh, man, he's going to put me on a motorcycle for drag racing or something real, real fast right away. And he demanded that I go to college before that we even really dove into that at any kind of professional level. So about the time I graduated, I kind of pursued, making sure that I was going to find a fit out there in the professional categories, and we did, and turned our, we built a bike, and at the same time, we were reforming our primary business, which is heating and cooling at this time, and we turned the bike into the world's fastest and set the records and won two championships, and that was in 2015 and 16, and at that point, I was seeking something more challenging and wanted to make it to the marquee class of drag racing, the NHRA, and I jumped in the deep end of the pool, and here we are. And it's definitely hard to swim out here with the sharks, but we haven't been eaten up yet.
So, Dane, in the time we got left, go over all the real hardcore facts that we're going to need to have to attend and when and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you're going to want to go on to NHRA.com and be able to look for the different tickets. Like we mentioned, Ryan echoed this too. Every ticket is a pit pass. So, and the way that it's set up, the Coliseum of Speed, it's like a horseshoe of stands around. There are no bad seats in the place, but you have really the run of the place the whole time. You can go into the pits, you can meet all the drivers, you can do all that kind of stuff. There's a bunch of events that are set up. So I would plan to go, the whole day. If you're going to go Friday, if you're going to go Saturday, maybe pick a day. If you're a really hardcore person and want to do it, maybe you do multiple days. A lot of the testing happens on Friday. Some of the racing happens on Saturday. They've got some great specialty races, and of course those finals are on Sunday. And then, as Ryan mentioned too, there's you can go to the El Bandito Yankee Facebook page, and he's got an amazing hospitality thing that people can get in on. It's one of the cool things about it is you get a chance to meet the drivers, but it's like a carnival atmosphere. You can get the giant turkey leg and the snow cones, and you can get all that kind of stuff and enjoy a big day of racing.
Well, everybody is looking for more than an event. They want an experience, as I'm sure you guys are aware of. And it sounds to me like that is definitely what you are delivering. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, right? At Route 66?
Yep, Route 66 Raceway. You can Google it for directions from wherever you are, and of course, NHRA.com.
Hey, I want to thank you guys all very much for being with us, and be extra careful out there, all right? Flying Ryan, and
we'll do our best. Last year, we brushed the wall, and that was
God.
A real eye-opener for Jim Bob, our owner, who was there for the first time seeing me, and hey, you got to give somebody a some action, so
all right. Dane, thanks a lot, man. We'll be looking forward to hearing more from you as the racing continues. Thanks, Dane.
Yeah, you bet.